You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Hello, Dojo Disciples. This is the Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast, Denchi Mail Edition, where every other week we supplement our regular episodes with answers to your video game questions and talk about the latest releases of the Famicom Dojo video web series. This week it's our 2016 Predictions Review Bingo Edition. So make sure you go to the show notes at famicomdojo.tv/podcast/143 and get your bingo cards and follow along.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Mink.
Hey, have you ever just stopped and thought how great it is that we're always right about everything?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
Being so right about stuff, it's big money.
I know.
Being right business about things.
I know.
Always.
Man. But, I mean, I feel that some people don't realize how right about everything we are.
Oh, yeah. We should really
I know.
Tell them.
So, I mean, it just occurred to me yesterday that last year we made some predictions, and this would be a great time for us to prove how right we are about everything.
Yeah, I mean, that seems good.
Yeah. If only we had a list of those.
Oh, well, you know, I might have listened to our previous podcast, which, as you know, I never typically do.
I know. I'm like one of those movie stars who, like, never watches the movies that they were in. It's like, I've experienced that already.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm not even listening to what I'm saying now, so.
Right. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
don't
hey,
look back. Yeah.
How did we do?
Well, obviously perfect.
Perfectly.
Otherwise,
so almost no reason.
Yeah, there's no reason, but. But, I mean, otherwise I wouldn't there'd be no reason for me to be this confident.
Oh, man. All right, so everyone, at this point, just stop now if you're listening and you don't have a bingo card. And go to famicomdojo.tv/podcast/143 to get your lovely bingo card and follow along with us and see if you've won anything. And since we're perfect, the whole thing will be black, just, you know, 25 spaces all filled in.
Perfect. We are perfect. Yes.
So the answer is yes, before we even started.
Of course.
Top of the list, the Coleco Chameleon Kickstarter will go much better than the Retro VGS Indiegogo.
Listen, that one doesn't count.
Oh, why is that?
Oh, because it makes me sad just to think about it.
They did start it, I believe, didn't they? It did launch.
It the Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not wrong. The Kickstarter never launched.
Oh, it never did launch.
Yeah, it never went up. So we're right.
Okay.
Oh, man, we've been wrong about that one for a long time.
Boy. I mean, that was a rough one to follow. Like, yeah. Like, you know, there were people against it from the get-go.
Yeah.
And then people who just were like, well, you know, it's a lot more difficult than they're saying it's going to be. And then when the accusations started flying that they were faking their prototypes, well.
Well, and at first I was ready, you know, they're. Guys, really sorry if we got anybody hyped about that. I don't know. I just. Yeah. That was just a sad situation. You know, the saddest thing is I wanted it to exist.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Cart-based system. Hey, but you know what? We're getting a new cart-based
Nintendo
system.
Switch. And it's region-free.
Thank you, Nintendo.
Oh, man.
But, oh. That one hurt because, like, I'm like, benefit of the doubt, but oh, no. Yep. Just a little bit heartbreaking there.
So in line with that, we got two more related ones. We'll have Mike back on the show, which we did not.
No.
Although not because of any of the external pressure, we just never scheduled with him. And the Coleco Chameleon will not launch 2016, which ended up being correct.
Yeah,
because
hey,
it will never launch.
We got that one correct.
So there's one there. Mark
yes.
That one off.
Yes, and the Coleco Chameleon Kickstarter will go will go better than the VGS Indiegogo, Sean. Yeah, well, you know what?
I think we have to say that one was wrong because it didn't. I mean, yeah. It can't go better if it doesn't exist.
Yep. But that one was your prediction, so I'm still correct.
That's right. We'll have marked on the card whose predictions they were, so you can find out if you are led to victory who did the best job of doing so.
All right. So I'm still perfect, but Sean, I'm very disappointed in you.
yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. Next one. Let's see. The next prediction was we will continue to make Back to the Future references. Hey,
I mean, that
correct.
One's,
yeah.
That one's so obvious. I wonder if it should be the free space or not.
Well, I don't know. I think we cut back. I mean, we're still making Back to the Future references, but
right.
I mean, I think we haven't made it like our watchword to get it into every episode.
Right, right.
Mind you, it was never an intent to get it into every episode. It just kind of...
Well, we were on hiatus from the podcast in particular for a long time because we were doing the Summer Dojo. And
yep,
like
that's right.
just the Doctor Who Lego Dimensions episode alone, I mean...
Yeah. So
that
one's correct.
Yeah.
That one's correct. All right, what's the next prediction?
Nintendo NX will not be released in 2016, which we both predicted.
Hey, Yep, that's right. Yep. We got that one right.
March 3rd, 2017 is the officially announced launch date.
Nice.
About a month, a little less than a month from when this podcast comes out.
Ooh, and that's a... And let's see. The NX... Oh, and also the NX will be unveiled in 2016 was my prediction.
Oh, sorry. I skipped over that.
That's
one.
All right. And that one was true, but just barely made it. No. Actually, that teaser video was out when? A few months ago. And then this month, and then in 2017, they had the full reveal. But I'm going to count that as a win.
Yeah, well, I mean, because that video was like November. It counts. I mean, it's the first time that we saw anything about it at all, like form factor, anything.
I still watch that like every week or so.
It's pretty good video.
Hopefully,
it's a good system.
It's going to be a great system. New prediction: it's going to be a great system.
Oh God! Good thing the episode's over already.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Nintendo will be on par or slightly less powerful with current PlayStation 4 and Xbox. Vink. Now, I'm going to count this as a win.
Okay.
Because even though it's not... Because it was in response to you thinking it would be higher spec. That was my prediction, that it's going to be at best the same. And now I don't know if we can count this as true because it's not slightly less powerful. It's probably significantly less powerful.
I don't even define powerful.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, for example, there was a bunch of Japanese developers who recently gave their impressions on the Switch, and a lot of them kept talking about how incredibly high-tech it was and how they were surprised that the price was as low as it was. And you know, that goes counter to what, like, the Western journalists were saying, which was, like, overpriced, not as powerful. But what they were saying is basically, think of the cost of a tablet computer that can do what the Switch is doing. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to be at least iPad grade, you know, to have that kind of
right,
you know. And then they went, and then also look at these controllers, which have this like next gen rumble technology, and it's got the touch screen, and it's got all this stuff. And they were surprised that Nintendo was actually able to get that much new tech into a $300 package that's that small.
Sure.
Of course, you know, the comparison that most Western journalists made was connecting it to, like, how much it costs as compared to the Nintendo 3DS, in which case it's very expensive for a portable, or that it costs the same as a PlayStation 4. Maybe is PlayStation 4 now $300? Is it? I don't follow.
I don't remember.
It's more expensive. I mean, like, the Switch is cheaper than the PlayStation 4 in Japan, at least. And the Xbox One, I don't even have any clue.
Well, the Xbox One S is $300, I believe, right now.
So yeah,
and so that, and that, you know, the One S and the PS4 Pro,
yeah,
didn't exist when we made these predictions, so we can't really count those as what we were comparing it to.
That's very true.
So for talking about the base units, I want to say it's on par.
I think in raw spec, it's definitely under. But I don't know how much that's going to. For example, it can't do 4K. You know.
Well, could the original PS4 do 4K?
Maybe not. But the Xbox One S does it, but maybe only for video.
Yeah, but One S, like I said, the One S, the new consoles that were released last year don't count.
Okay.
For the prediction, because we didn't know they were coming.
Okay. I suppose. I think we knew that the. I mean, there was rumors about the Pro, but yeah,
right.
Okay.
I want to say this one's true.
All right.
It's a little hard.
I want to say it's true too. I mean,
it can run the Frostbite engine, for crying out loud. I'm pretty sure.
That's true. It can do Unreal 4 and stuff, but it's undetermined. Like, we haven't seen a game side by side. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing gameplay videos of what's it called? The snowboarding game. What's it? Steep.
Okay.
Steep, because that's one that's on current gen consoles and also on Switch. So it's going to give us a way to really kind of compare how the game looks, because right now, you know, you've got your Zelda, which looks absolutely gorgeous, but a lot of that's the art style. So I mean, but for me, I don't know. Like, graphics have never mattered as much.
They did release some more tech specs. I mean, not like the super deep stuff, but just the stuff you find in the box, basically. Yeah. And, you know, there were some rumors flying around that it was only going to be like 900p on televisions. And no, it's a full 1080.
Yeah.
60 frames per second. So,
yeah.
So was the Wii U, though.
Well, only like two games actually made like 1080p at 60 frames a second. It was like Rayman Legends and Smash Brothers. I think
Mario Kart.
No, Mario Kart was 720.
Was 720p?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And there was this frame rate gate where basically they were talking about how it was actually not 60 frames a second. It was 59 frames with the 60th frame double. Do you remember that?
That's nothing's a pure 60. That's ridiculous.
But it was there. You remember that was the whole thing, right?
Yeah, whatever.
But anyway, no. So like that. So it is. I mean, it is unquestionably more powerful than the Wii U. You know.
Okay.
It seems that. What people are saying right now, and again, Nintendo doesn't really release full spec sheets, but the general wisdom right now is that undocked, it's slightly more powerful than a Wii U, and that docked, it is between 2 and 3 times more powerful.
Okay, sure.
But like, games are probably going to be targeting that undocked spec, though, because... A game's not going to want to make itself completely different, depending. So I really think the games will be limited to that undocked, they're not going to add so many assets that when you're playing it in portable mode, it's a totally different experience, you know. So I think mainly docking is just going to up the resolution, maybe frame rate.
Sure. I mean, the reveal that the screen is a 720p screen on the unit, so... That's as high as it can go.
Everyone's like, my phone has more resolution than that, because that's how our fans sound. Sorry,
no, it doesn't.
plenty of phones have screen resolutions higher than that. My iPhone 7 is definitely a higher resolution screen, but it's not a gaming system, you know, because having too high of a resolution when you're on a gaming system is actually, it can be a hindrance to it, because it means, the process has to work harder to get all those pixels lit. Battery life will suffer,
The iPhone 7, 750. So it's slightly bigger.
Really? I thought it was like 900. Slightly. Well, anyway. But yeah.
No, 1334 by 750 in portrait or whatever, okay. In landscape mode.
But I mean, there definitely are 1080p phones out there. There's plenty of them. Those phones also cost you, like $800 without
right.
a contract.
Right, and for as close as you hold something like that, you're wasting pixels.
Oh, yeah, pretty much at that point. I mean, if you have a different opinion on this, dear listeners, please let us know. But from what I see, I thought the most amazing display on a handheld ever was on my PlayStation Vita, which I thought was just gorgeous. And this one is, higher resolution than that. So I'm good. Yeah. But anyway, and comparing it to, the 3DS, which was, how a lot of Nintendo games had been seen in portable format.
Right.
It's night and day.
240p, I think.
Yes,
something
like that. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm good. Okay. Let's go to the next one.
All right. These are all kind of related, but, they're all going to be separate squares. So
okay.
Nintendo
okay.
NX Splatoon with the W will be launched within the launch window. I don't know. Like, does the summer 2017 sounds like it's going to be too far off? I'm guessing it's not going to be June.
That's a big window. That's a big window.
How big is the launch window?
I don't know. Define that. Now, if it's a bay window.
Oh, good grief. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say this was not.
All right. Hey, but we called Splatoon 2, though. I mean, not that.
Well, they showed it.
I wonder if they're going to make another Madden game this year. Yeah,
that's exactly. That's a good point. We didn't know they had showed it. Yeah, so they are making it another Splatoon game. So the fact, I mean, that's a win, but that wasn't the prediction. The prediction was that it'd be launched.
I know. But you know what? Most people were calling that it would just be an enhanced version of the first Splatoon game. But we said it's called Splatoon 2.
Well, it's called Splatoon 2. That doesn't...
Yeah.
Anyway, well, okay, fine.
Okay, you haven't played Splatoon enough, but when you look at the videos, it's different. It's quite different. Like,
all right.
There's a lot of new stuff in there. Definitely enough to be given a numbered sequel.
All right.
All right. I mean, we're still wrong. I'm grasping at straws here.
We're wrong. Well, let's move on to the next wrong one.
Okay. What do you mean?
The Nintendo NX will be unveiled at E3.
And that's a Sean wrong one.
That's a Sean woo-hoo! Wrong. Heard of Sean Long? Now there's Sean wrong.
Sean wrong. All right.
But the next one.
Okay, the Nintendo NX will be unveiled in a Nintendo Direct, and Sean said that, and that was true, I guess. True.
I mean, it's a Directish, right?
Well, I guess. I mean, it was unveiled in a trailer, which wasn't a Direct, and then it had a live stream, which also wasn't a Direct. But you know what? That's pretty close.
Let's hedge this a bit because I mean Nintendo Directs were specifically Iwata's thing, and he's no longer around, so they haven't really done a Direct.
Well, they did actually. They did one right after the show. They did a Fire Emblem Direct a week later. I mean, you're right.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, you're right. I mean, yeah.
So I mean, the point being that.
Yeah.
Even if it were available around E3, it might have been on the floor at E3, maybe or not on the floor, but they'd show something at E3. That I expected the reveal to be like previous ones, where it would just be in video form over the interwebs.
I will say that definitely neither of us predicted that E3 would be all Zelda.
Right, that's
and
true.
All Wii U Zelda. That's
right.
Very interesting. Okay. All right. Uh oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been able to talk my way out of all these predictions so far, but I think this one I'm going to have to take the L on.
Okay.
Nintendo NX name will not change.
That was wrong.
Hey, I still think NX is a good name, but Switch is better. And you know what? That goes against a lot of conventional Nintendo naming things where their code name is very good and their actual name is terrible.
Cafe, Revolution, Dolphin...
Okay, Dolphin's not a reality. Great name. But GameCube is just like, it's a game. It's a cube. It's a GameCube. You know, it's just like... It's just, it's like if you're stumped for something or whatever, and like, yeah, well, what, this meeting you had with the guy, what was his name? His name was Box Tape. You just kind of looking around the room, seeing what you can throw in, and is like, so it's not called the Dolphin. What's the name? It's called the Game Cube. You know, I really. That's how that name came
about.
It's
called Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, exactly. I was just gonna make a usual usual substances. Wow. Usual Suspects reference. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And the other thing too is neither N nor X appear anywhere in the name. So.
Sure they do. Sure they
Switch.
Do.
Okay, so there's an N in Nintendo, but that...
Okay. Pfft. Listen. Pfft. N is for Nintendo, and X is for the name a Switch makes.
Oh, my God. All right, next. Okay. Next.
No,
we...
Switch.
All right.
It's not next. It's Switch. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Okay, go. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna let you.
Yeah, let
this
me
one
have
because
this one.
This is possibly the only one you've had that's totally true.
Shush okay. You. Wii U Zelda will be Twilight Princess, meaning that it will come out for the NX,
yep.
In this case, the Switch and the Wii U, and that is correct. It is coming to the Wii U after many months after, actually, will be available for Switch at launch, which I have pre-ordered.
All right.
And the Wii U version, which I'm probably still going to get, even though it's not going to be... I mean, I don't know. This isn't like a situation with Twilight Princess where it's like reversed, which is not what I meant by this prediction, just that it would be on both consoles.
Yeah. But, I mean, there might be some... I don't know. It's definitely going to be a collector's item. But that's about the only reason to get it because, you know... If you're playing with the Switch, you know, standard controller, it's going to be very similar to playing it on the Wii U. You know, it's not going to be like, you know, with GameCube. Not only were the things reversed, but also on GameCube, you know, you could play it with a GameCube controller rather than waggle. You know,
right.
There was definite reasons, but this one is like, man. I really want to play it on the Wii U because I'm against graphical fidelity.
This is also annoyingly the first. I mean, they kind of skipped the GameCube because it was Twilight Princess, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't make one for Wii U, and now we're having like the same situation here where it's like it's coming to the Wii U anyway, but it's like the end of life. So what is it like? Not
I
just
guess.
End of life, but just so many months. After
well,
the Switch is going to be out.
Yeah, I don't know. But the thing is, like...
They're not going to push units with this. I don't know.
My thought is that if the Switch does well, though, like the Wii did well, that we'll have another Zelda during the Switch's lifespan. I think, like, this game got Twilight Princess just because the Wii U was doing so bad. This game was obviously not meant to be a Switch game, you know?
Well, I'm an idiot. Wind Waker was a GameCube game.
Yeah.
So it was just worse for the Wii U then. We got a bunch of remakes, which were great. I have Wind Waker HD and Twilight Princess HD.
Is it good?
I didn't play a lot of it, unfortunately. Another thing on my pile of shame, but...
I quite liked the...
No Tingle Tuner.
I quite liked the Wind Waker remake on the Wii U. I really, really enjoyed it. It was gorgeous. Then again, the original game. It's because the original game is still gorgeous. So.
Oh, sorry. Were you asking about Twilight Princess?
Yeah, I was asking about Twilight
I thought you were asking about Wind Waker. Oh, sorry. No. Except for the live streaming I've done, I haven't really played it.
Oh, really?
Because it is reversed, though, like, you know, It's been 10 years. Like, I only played it in 2006 when I got the Wii, and I haven't picked it up since. Because I thought to myself, well, I'll play it again when I play it on GameCube. But I never did that. But, it, you know, I'm essentially doing that now with the HD
kinda, yeah.
remake. And it's like, I haven't gotten to the point yet where that makes a difference, as in, like, you know, you can overlay the world map with the Ocarina of Time world map.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So that's the part of the experience I want to get to yet. But, you know, as far as that's concerned, the world reversal doesn't really matter all that okay. much, I guess. But it's graphically punched up quite a bit more. And that's about it. I mean,
okay.
There's the amiibo stuff. I didn't do the wolf dungeon yet.
But anyway,
yeah.
But like, if the Switch does well, I think we'll definitely get end of the life Zelda for Skyward Sword. You know what I mean? I think we'll definitely get one that's like a system specific. One, but if the Switch does bad, actually, if the Switch does really bad, like if the Switch is another Wii U, the next Zelda might be on our smartphones.
So please
buy the Switch. Okay.
Oh, good grief. If you can get your hands on one.
Pre-order locked in.
Oh, man.
Might cancel my Amazon pre-order for Zelda, though, because it looks like the cartridge is not only region free but also multilingual.
Is that confirmed now?
That is what the Zelda producer said in an interview. Although it's a little weird that you can't like put Japanese just a moment Japanese language track along with English subtitles. It's like either or. It's like full
weird.
On Japanese or full on English. But I think they're doing it kind of like how they did Pokemon, that all the versions are in the cassette.
Okay.
But I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me because the file size is almost the same as the Wii U game file size, and I doubt that they have both tracks on the Wii U version because it is region locked. So I don't know. So I'm keeping my pre-order for now just in case, but sure. I might switch it over.
Yeah.
I don't even realize I'm doing it. I really don't. Like, we got called on it after the last podcast.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even catch that when we listened to that episode. So
I know. It's a verb as well. Okay. Anyway. All right. Okay. There will be a Pokemon game where you DLC the Pokemons.
I guess this is false. This did not come true. You don't really DLC the Pokemon. You don't pay anyone to get them directly. You still have to capture them in the wild. And we're, of course, referring to the game we didn't know was coming out, which is Pokemon
maybe you
Go.
Maybe you didn't know it was coming out, but obviously I made this prediction thinking that it was. Obviously. Okay. Yeah, but there is a Pokemon game that allows you to play significantly better if you pay money. So let's give it a 50%.
We can't do that. It's bingo. It's true or false. I want to say false.
I want to say true. Because this one's my prediction.
Ah. Can you pay money to download a Pokemon?
If you pay money, you can incubate eggs quite faster, which contain Pokemons in them. All right, dear listeners, you be the judge.
No!
If you think Vink was right...
That's not how bingo works.
That's how bingo works. You know, when they're like, B7, you gotta decide whether you're gonna B7 or not, you know? Maybe you don't want to B7. Maybe you want to be 8. Bingo.
Anyway.
All right, I'm wrong. Okay, I'm wrong. Got it. I'm wrong. I'm really right. Okay.
The Nintendo NX will include a handheld screen. Now you got to remember that this was when we didn't know hardly anything. And we were just hoping that it'd be some kind of console handheld hybrid.
Yeah.
And we believed those rumors.
There were definitely rumors out there, but like at that point, it could have gone either way.
Right. So, like, you know, we didn't predict it was going to be the system. I just thought, like, you know, like the like the Wii U, there'd be something packed in with the system that would let you play off screen.
Yeah.
And this is when we thought, like, maybe the handheld portion of it would be like its own thing, and you still have like a base console like the Wii U, it would just connect to it wirelessly and not like be a single unit. But
yeah. But yeah, so.
That one was true.
Yeah. Okay.
The next one, though, we're going to be kind of definitive on that the NX will not be Wii U backwards compatible, and that seems to be true. I mean, they certainly can't play any discs in it, which I think is enough of a miss to call it false.
Oh, I would say so. I mean, we still don't know exactly, but like just because the processor architecture is so very, very different, it's obviously not going to be physically backwards compatible, but it's probably not going to be software backwards compatible either. There's rumors that it's going to be able to do GameCube games in the Virtual Console, but since you couldn't have purchased one on a previous system other than physical, it's not backwards compatible.
And so. Even if some of the hardware ends up being compatible, like the Pro controllers or the Wii remotes, I don't think that's enough to count. So
and they're not going to be. It's already been confirmed.
It's already okay. So there you go.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. NX will announce a Virtual Console program. Let me say that again because my phone just went off. NX will announce a Virtual Console program. Is that like your idea of like the Netflix of Virtual Console?
No, just that they were going to let us know details about the Virtual Console, and at least in 2016 they did not. So that was a miss.
They didn't. Sorry.
This is a prediction for 2017 that we made, and it's true-ish.
Yes, I guess. Yeah, but we'll know details hopefully before the thing launches. That's
right.
You know, I was going to say it's strange that we don't know now when there's only less than 5 weeks left of recording this podcast. I don't know when this one's going
on. Right,
that is
very strange.
But it's not that strange for Nintendo.
Right, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. They'll probably be like, Virtual Console with Urban Champion and Wrecking Crew. Please look forward to Mario 3 at Christmas. Yeah. Don't do it that, Nintendo. Just come on. At least your own library. The games that you already have.
Right.
Please have those at launch, okay? If I have to pay a little bit of money to upgrade them, that's fine. That's not fine, but I have Stockholm syndrome, so I'll be okay with it. But if I have to buy everything again and I have to wait for them to trickle out and go, all right, go great. This week's release is Pinball. Not that Pinball's a bad game. I like Pinball. I bought Pinball. I bought it on the Wii the first time. Did I upgrade to the Wii U version? Don't know. But I'm not buying it again. Stop it. Nintendo, stop it. Okay. You can go on now.
Oh, good grief. I'm looking for information to back this up or not. But the next one is from you. There will be Xbox 360 games into 2017. I believe the answer is yes.
Yep. Yep.
But I'm having trouble finding a list. There's Xbox One, new Xbox 360.
Dates aren't confirmed yet. But there's definitely Madden and FIFA. They're just happening because they're happening. There's a lot of emerging markets that haven't really adopted the next gen yet, so.
Sure.
And, I mean, there's a big title for PlayStation 4 in 2017 with Persona 5.
Mm.
You know, it's definitely happening, but to tell you the truth, I thought it would hang on a little bit more. But a lot of the new games being released, because I thought, you know, some of the big franchise games like the Calls of Duties and things like that would continue to be cross-gen for a while, but it looks like they're really going all in for new gen. So I'd say it's still right, but
yeah, just nothing of real note. I mean, I just saw one for Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, a Telltale game series, which I'm sure is a port of a PC version. for to be announced 2017. So
and should should Skylanders continue? I'm sure it'll go on there, and you know stuff
right.
like that.
Right. So, okay, moving right along.
All right.
my prediction was that Vink will finish Mass Effect 1 because why would T? How did I do, Vink?
Nope. you know what? That's not entire. That's that. You know, that's a bit of an act of God happening there because my drive died. One of our wonderful listeners, Satoshi Matrix, actually offered to send me a drive to fix it, but I think I'm just going to upgrade because it's not that much more to get a system with like a large hard drive, because that was my constant thing of having to delete things to just to keep playing because it's an older version, so it had a very small hard drive. So I'll be buying it later, but like right I was actually going to buy one last month, but then I'm like better save for the Switch launch. So Mass Effect, that's right. I was enjoying it though. I was enjoying it. So, but no, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. So in keeping with the Mass Effect predictions, I predicted that we will see Mass Effect 4 by E3, and they indeed had a Mass Effect Andromeda trailer at E3 and a gameplay video.
Yeah, but I'm going to say you're wrong.
Why?
Because you called it Mass Effect 4, not Mass Effect Andromeda.
Well, everyone knew it was not going to be called Mass Effect 4 when it came
Except
out.
Except you, who predicted because, it would be Mass Effect 4.
Because it's the only thing we could have called it at the time. Because it's not going to be a direct sequel to the existing franchise. And we knew that.
How did we know that? Just because of...
Because they told us it wasn't going to be Shepard's story. So
yeah, well,
if they have a Mass Effect Andromeda 2, it'll probably be called that. I'm just saying.
Yep, and then I'm going to play the third one on the Switch.
Oh God! All right, so moving on, the next predictions E3 related to
Sony VR games at E3, and yes, that was true. It wasn't as quite as big of a presence as I thought. I really thought Sony was going to go all out, but they hedged their bets. But you know, VR was a big thing. A lot of people were talking about VR, and so I'd say I was right on that one. And I don't know how that's going to go into this year. And maybe I'll save that for our predictions for 2017 podcast. Sure. But I'd say that was right. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Retro games will continue to raise in price. That's what Vink said. Vink was right.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we had a whole episode about that recently.
But that's like predicting, like, water will continue to be wet.
Well, I mean, kind of, because the way they've been going up has been weird, and we discussed that in previous episodes. Please listen to our podcast.
by the way, for people who are going to be collecting, this is the best possible time right now to buy Wii games. Okay. Like, right now, a lot of GameStops have that huge section, and a lot of the games are less than $5, and they're going to be very expensive, because just give the nostalgia cycle time. As soon as these people who played these games as kids become college students with too much time on their hands, they're gonna go up in price. Like, and right now, Wii U... There's no way that those games are not going to be very expensive. I don't think, like, there might be a short time after the Switch comes out that there'll be, like, clearances. But a lot of those games right now, like, take Bayonetta 2 in Japan. It's $60 right now. It's $60. And it launched for 6,500 yen, you know? So it's like, it's gone down in price almost nothing. And then... You know, once they stop printing, you know.
And in America, if you want the copy with Bayonetta 1, well.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of Wii U games are selling right now for more than when they came out. And the Wii U isn't even a retro system yet. So it's actually somewhat scary. But I'm so excited for the for the NX. Did I just call it the NX? Wow. Yeah. We called it
We call it NX all over the predictions, so.
I know. But I am so happy they're going back to cartridges here, because that'll be another physical medium, and it's a physical medium that doesn't rely on the mechanical mechanisms like lasers and motors to read. So, like, these games should last, you know, forever, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the hardware to play them, the only thing I worry about is that the batteries are non-user replaceable. So, but I'm sure, but like in the future, there'll be a retro market that grows from, you know, people making custom batteries for the thing.
Oh,
you know?
God, I don't want to think about that yet.
I think about these things all the time. Because what is new hardware to you is future retro to me.
Oh, God. You really got to make good on that name pretty soon.
Indeed, indeed. Okay.
All right. Okay. We predicted that Shenmue 3 would not release in 2016, and that was pretty easy.
Yep. Yeah.
But, I mean, yep. There you go. Are they even working on it? I haven't heard anything about this project.
There's some updates occasionally. They show some assets and things, but, like, I wonder, I don't know if it's coming out in 2017 either.
I would doubt that very much.
My prediction is that it's not, just because of, I think it's supposed to come out in 2017, but like showing how far they are into it now, it doesn't give me a great deal of hope. But that's okay, because that will give additional time. And like, I've already waited this long, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. And further Kickstarter predictions. I, for some reason, thought that Mr. Sans Theater 3000 would release in 2016, and that was wrong.
Not that wrong, though. It looks like it's out next month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They did release the Netflix page for it, so that you can sign up and be notified when it comes out, but...
There's no confirmation on when Netflix happens, but they're having their events where they're, you know, doing a screening of the pilot episode,
okay.
And that's coming up. That's coming up mid-February. So,
okay.
So at least the pilot is done, and you know since they recorded everything at the same time, I'm guessing it's definitely coming out this year, and probably in the first half of this year. So
okay.
So, but yeah, you're still wrong.
And then Kickstarter news, final bit of Kickstarter news, that we would have ours fulfilled by Christmas. Oh, God, I'm so sorry, everyone. I was so gung-ho, gung-ho.
Yep.
And the 2016 ended up being a year.
Yeah.
We ended up doing Summer Dojo, which was amazing.
Yeah,
but
I
that
liked
was about
that.
All
I
we
liked
could
that.
Have mustered.
Yep.
So. Yep. I mean, I will not make a similar prediction for 2017, but I'm more gung-ho now than I was last year, if that makes any difference.
I am super glad that I didn't get on that prediction wagon.
God. Right. And then the last one, though, I'll let you deal with.
All right.
One.
Okay. 2016 is the best year Famicom Dojo has had. Yeah. I mean, I think Summer Dojo is maybe the most fun.
Yeah, I think a lot of fun, and we got the most out of it, like from a viewership perspective.
Yeah.
From, I mean, as like, I don't know if it's directly related, but you know, we joined ScreenWave Media.
Yep.
During it, so I'm pretty sure that our advertising blitz helped a lot there.
I would say that, like, of course, everything's subjective. A lot of people say we've never made stuff as good as we did on our first season because that's what they liked. But yeah. I would say from like a feeling good about the work we were putting out, and also great response and view count. You know, mm-hmm. I'd say 2016 was our pinnacle right now, and hopefully we can do better in 2017.
We got a ton of new subscribers, and we launched at this point four years ago now the independent Famicom Dojo channel.
Yes.
From the Sean Orange one, and it almost has as many subscribers as they're almost on par now.
Yep.
And given that, you know, that channel was launched in 2006 versus 2013, that's, you know, obviously it's on a much better trajectory. It could still be better than that.
Yeah,
of course. But I think the next one we do, maybe we'll put it over the top.
Okay.
So we had a bunch of fake predictions. So I'll just rifle through them quick before we move to your viewer and listener questions. But we joked about Loom 2 coming out. That we'll revisit the episode, and here we are. So if the NX fails, Nintendo goes full mobile, but that wasn't, you know, it's way too early to tell.
Yeah.
Bayonetta 3 at launch. Not serious, but you are convinced they're going to still pour money into this franchise.
Platinum Games has announced that they're working on a title, that they have a dev kit. Bayonetta 2 didn't, I mean, it obviously probably didn't even make back its cost of being made just because of the platform it was on, but it gave Nintendo some huge, like, hardcore gamer goodwill, you know what? And I think unless Platinum finally, you know, got F-Zero or something, you know, I think that seems a likely title that they're going to do, and I just hope so, because I really enjoyed the first two.
And finally, if any company will make Vink Buy DLC, it's Nintendo. So did you spend any money on, like, Mario Kart 8 DLC or anything like that?
Wasn't the Mario Kart 8 DLC out before we recorded this podcast?
Sure, but, like, did you buy it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
but
okay.
Before
well,
we recorded this podcast. But I don't consider that a DLC. That was an expansion pack.
What, like the individual vehicles and characters and...
All right, you know what? Yeah, okay.
Tracks.
But Pokemon Go did not make me spend any money.
Sure, it's not a Nintendo game technically either. So
no. And does Mario Run count?
Well, no, because
I saw myself as buying a full game there. So.
Well, yeah, everyone. It was they announced that it's a full game. Like, you know, they had to do a demo this way at least on the iOS app store just because they don't have demos really. Like this is the only way to get people to download it for free.
Okay.
And try it out first.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And there was a lot of backlash on that, but anyway.
Again, covered in an episode.
Yep, covered. Okay.
Listen to that.
Listen to all of our episodes.
all 144 plus.
But I will say that if any company does make me buy DLC, it is Nintendo. Again, because the whole Fire Emblem for mobile, that's kind of my cup of tea there.
Right.
And it depends. It depends how rich the content is. If it's like, if it's paying DLC for additional story chapters or additional, you know, something like that. Like your whole Lego Dimensions thing, you know, the packs that include, you know, additional game, that I might go for, you know, those seem like a fairly good deal, but DLC that's purely, you know, cosmetic, no.
Okay. Well, we only have a handful of them, but let's get to your questions.
Your questions!
If you have a question for Famicom Denshi Mail, or just want to share your own future retro or pile of shame, you can contact us on Facebook and Twitter, leave a comment on one of our videos, email us at denshimail or podcast at famicomdojo.tv, or leave a voicemail at 608-492-1923, and we'll play your clip on the show.
Yeah, time for you to talk a little. We've been talking this whole time.
That's right, yeah. More than I thought we would.
I know. Okay, let's do this.
Okay. Okay, so Zach Shipley, first one to comment, said that the recent show about value of games reminded him of a game that gives you joy. It's almost impossible to say what it's really worth. I bought Destiny at launch, $60, picked up the first two expansions as a set for $30, The Taken King, $40, then Rise of Iron for $30. That's $160 for one game in the space of just under 2 years, but I have a blast. Seems totally fair.
Okay.
I bought Lego Marvel Superheroes on Xbox Live sale for $5. It's been played a few hours a week for about 6 months. It's my son's favorite game. So you can't put a price on fun, basically.
Yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront Ultimate Edition for $23. The whole thing, which would cost $110 at launch. You know, and you got the Mass Effect trilogy for like oh, what was that, $30? $40?
Something like that. Yeah, like $30. Yeah, $30.
So that's everything except the Mass Effect 3 DLC that you had to pay for, I believe.
Pretty
so.
Much, yeah, yeah. Like, and even some of that came with it.
There you go. So Zach predicts for 2017, it says 2016, but I think he meant 2017, that Switch sells 1.7 million units in the year, and Ooh. Scorpio launches at $500. What is that?
Okay, hold on. I'm not seeing that. It's in the reply. Okay. Yeah. Switch sells more than 7 million units in 2016. Yeah, that seems about right. They're gonna have 2 million units available at launch before the end of March, and then basically it'll be up to if Nintendo can produce enough. But that would be a great start for the system because I don't know what Wii U came in the end, but like
not that many.
But Wii U at the end of its first year, I mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, Scorpio launches at $500. Yeah, seems right. Because, you know, that's what the Xbox One originally launched at. And, unless Scorpio is going to include, like, a VR helmet or something along with it, I can see it being a little more expensive. But the specs they've been advertising for it, you know, yeah, that seems about right. I mean, and Microsoft's been preparing people for that, like, saying, you know, you're going to pay a little more for this, you know, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Odyssey isn't delayed. What's it listed as right now? Just holiday 2016.
Yeah. So it could slip into 2018, but he's saying it won't be.
I think they're going to have to, because that's their big title. You know, I think.
Yeah, but it's Nintendo.
Yeah, I know, but like, no, I'll agree with Zach on this one. Okay.
All right. So next from Paul Spicknell, you want to read that one?
Okay. You talked about Xenoblade Chronicles X. Oh, yeah. Sorry. In the 2016 predictions episode, how far did you get in the game, and are you excited about Zelda Breath of the Wild since the team on Xenoblade X worked on Zelda? I have not beat Xenoblade Chronicles X yet, and it is because I'm enjoying the experience too much. I think the number of hours I've put into it, which is over 80 at this point, could probably... for a lot of people have been able to complete the game in 60 or even 45 hours if you just go story mission. But I've been doing a lot of the side quests, and more than that, I've just been doing exploration, which is, I think, the best part of the game. In fact, the story can be a bit rubbish at times, but the can I get there without the mech, you know, just jumping around? In fact, to tell you the truth, I think as cool as the robots are, it was kind of cooler to go by everything by foot, because once you get the robot, it's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is because of my experience with Xenoblade X that I'm looking forward to Zelda Breath of the Wild. I am a Zelda fan, but primarily my likes have always been towards the 2D Zeldas. I've always preferred the 2D Zeldas to the 3D Zeldas. Whereas Sean, are you on 3D Zelda or 2D? Both?
Yeah, they're both fine.
Yeah, okay. But like when I first heard open world Zelda, I thought, because a lot of the open world games I've tried have been very boring for me. It's an open world, but it's not filled with anything I want to do. But because of my experiences with Xenoblade series, and Xenoblade X in particular, because Xenoblade was great for story, but it didn't have quite the exploration Xenoblade X does, that makes me super excited for Zelda. And super excited for Xenoblade Chronicles 2. So, yes. Sean, you got to play this series. Come on. Play the first one at least. It's $20. First one is $20.
Next time we do an episode, we'll explain why that's difficult.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, last question.
Okay.
You want to be the last one?
Sure. What indie game do you look forward for this year? I can't wait for the new Shovel Knight expansion. Below and Cuphead. All right. Oh, man, Cuphead.
And that's from Luis Salinas.
Yep. Oh, yeah, sorry. If there's ever been a game that's going to get me to buy an Xbox One, it'll be Cuphead. But, like, I'll buy the Xbox One like how I bought my Xbox and how I bought my Xbox 360. When it's $50 or less in a shop in Japan looking sad.
Oh.
Sorry, that's how it goes. But, like, but yeah, Cuphead looks fantastic. And Shovel Knight, I'd love me some more Shovel Knight. It's coming out on the Wii U as well, so, yeah. I wonder if it'll have a physical edition.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about that.
But anyway.
I haven't finished it, even though I own it for both my 3DS and my Wii U. The original in the main game. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. It was so fun, though.
Okay, I will admit to have not beat it. But that's probably because I keep restarting the data all the time because Sara likes to play the early levels.
So, oh, sure.
But I mean, there's multiple sets. There's no excuse. I have no excuse. But I get such a pleasure out of just playing that game and the music. Oh, love that.
Mm-hmm.
But upcoming indie games looking forward to. What is it? Rhine. Get a lot of Zelda vibes from that. I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to seeing any of the games I've kickstarted come out. I'm looking forward to PC Henshin, which is a PC Engine / Dreamcast game that's being worked on right now. It's a platformer. Looks fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Super Russian Roulette. Very much so. I guess that's all I can think of right now. Sean?
I don't know anything about the independent scene right now.
Okay. But it looks like a lot of the indie developers are behind the Switch right now, so looking forward to seeing what they do.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So last but not least, we have a voicemail.
Oh, great.
Oh, this is Famicom Dojo. Kind of surprised, actually. So, yeah, my name is... Yeah, I'm not giving my name out. This is coming out on the Famicom Dojo podcast, but, I don't really know. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, please play this on the podcast. Please play it.
All right.
Sean and, Vanquist, play. Please.
There you go. There you go, no-name listener.
No-name listener, thank you for calling in and not telling us your name. Okay. No, thank you. No, it's good. Like, I don't have a response for that so much other than thank you very much for calling in. And if you have a further question later, please let us know and we'll try to answer it for you.
And now, a haiku by Lewis Lloyd Judson. ミニファミが購入したい。どういうことで? So with that ends our review of our predictions episode for 2016.
Yes.
Hopefully you've won.
I know I did. I was right on everything.
I don't know.
This is wonderful.
What you've won. I mean, since everyone can download the same bingo card, I don't think that we're going to give out anything for it. But
I think since everybody got the same bingo card and everybody's either going to win or lose, we should make sure that this bingo card has everybody winning something. And if not, okay, let's make certificates, John.
Okay.
That they can download and print out and put on their wall. Yeah. And if the bingo card is actually set up so that everybody loses, we'll call it a certificate of demerit.
Cool. So I guess until next time, the dojo is?
The dojo is right 100% of the time with provisos.
Famicom Dojo.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Our theme songs, Famicom Thrash and RPG, were written and performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes and at amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Lloyd Judson at lewistrations.co.uk. Find us at famicomdojo.tv/podcast, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded. And, of course, head over to littlepodcast.com to listen to other great shows on the Little Podcast Network.